Lesson 12.
Get dressed. This is the culmination of the fruit of the Spirit teaching. And you may think, well, what does that have to do with the fruit of the Spirit? But getting dressed in the things that are on the inside of you, pulling them out and choosing to put them on the outside. You know what? This can be one of the funnest messages. The kids can really get into this one. It helps us to think about some of these things as getting dressed. And that's why in Colossians 3:12 it says, since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, and He put His Spirit in you, I mean, you could add that in there, you must clothe yourselves with tenderhearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. What are those but the nature of God? The fruit of the strong spirit of a super kid. The outside evidence of what God has birthed on the inside of you. Remember to tell our super kids that they contain all of God. Remind them of that. They contain all of the nature of God on the inside of them. But it can lie unused, dormant. Nobody knows that those things are in you. And if it lies unused and dormant, you really cannot call it fruit. It's not fruit when it's born in you. It's only fruit when it comes out of you. And that's what we want to help our super kids to see practically. How do I do it? How do I walk out these things? How do I use what's on the inside of me? Getting dressed is a great way to get it across to the kids. Now, you can phrase it like this, and our point two on this is flesh guy versus spirit guy, a superhero battle. This, you can have some fun with this, you know, using your superhero voice, flesh guy versus spirit guy. You can have some fun with this, and even using some of our supplementaries talking about these two choices of superhero, so to speak. And flesh guy wants to call the shots. But who's going to win? Everybody thinks flesh guy is the strongest and you just can't beat him. But spirit guy is the one who is really the strongest. And you take off those old clothes and trash them. Don't feed the flesh guy, starve him out. And when you exercise spirit guy and you take out your spirit guy suit, spirit guy will become superhero champion and lead you in your life. Now, you know, I think that backing up just a little bit to 2 Peter, I want to talk about that real quick. We got to remember who we're talking about here, who wrote this chapter. We're talking about Peter. He was always led by his flesh. He had such a battle with that. It's no wonder he talks a lot about spirit versus flesh. You know, can you imagine being the disciple that it's recorded that Jesus turned around and told you to get behind him, Satan? That was Peter. And what was he doing? Jesus told him, it's great in the Amplified. Jesus said, you don't have your mind on what's important to God. You're thinking about all this stuff here on earth. And so Jesus wouldn't even let Peter control him and what he was saying. Jesus chose what God wanted. And so Peter in the garden, you know, he let his flesh overcoming. Jesus said, watch and pray so you don't enter into temptation. But did Peter do it? No, he let his flesh control him. And so he did enter into temptation. He was defeated in that. So Jesus told him, he said, when you're strengthened, or in other words, Peter, when you finally get this, you turn around and you're going to strengthen the brethren. And so much of what Peter talks about is spirit versus flesh. And so in 2 Peter, it said, God's given us everything we need to live this life, godly life. And it says, He's given us great and precious promises. And these are the promises that enable you to share His divine nature. God's given us His divine natures, which is what we've been talking about in the fruit of the Spirit, and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. In view of this, make an effort. That's what we've been talking about these last few weeks, is making an effort. And it goes on to list so many of the fruit of the Spirit. And it says in verse 9, those who fail to develop this way are short-sighted or blind, and they forget they've been cleansed. So work hard to prove. Work hard to have that proof. Now, the last thing I want to bring out to you about this is to have fun talking about the toddlers learning to dress themselves. You know, let them remember their brothers and sisters and how they go out with no clothes, and they didn't even think about it. a thing about it because they were little kids. But as you got older, you're obviously all dressed here today. You've put your clothes on. You know how to do it. You've gotten mature in it. And it's the same way with the fruit of the Spirit. You put that suit on. You put those clothes on. And the more you practice putting that on every day, the more natural and effortless it becomes to walk in the power of what's on the inside of us. Instead of walking in our flesh, we walk in the power of the Spirit guy on the inside. Amen.